as an SEO, spanning the last 13 years. And as an SEO tester, expect to hear a lot about my testing and SEO research data. So the views expressed here are my own, and they just do not, but they will not necessarily reflect Google's. In this space, there are no regurgitation of Google announcements. I watch their feet. So for you, if you're an independent or agency SEO, I get you. And as for you, business owner, our stakeholders who don't really understand SEO, before I was turned into one, I was a local business owner for decades. And I understand the frustration of, quote, being in charge, but not when it comes to SEO because the smoke and mirrors appearances of things. Now, I also want to mention Confession's newest testing and research sponsor, the dental marketing guy, Justin Morgan. He owns and manages a marketing analysis and service firm for dentists. And you can find him by searching for the dental marketing guy or clicking the link in the description. So let's get started. Welcome to season 2, episode 37. Okay, two things I have to confess today. Q4 is just around the corner, as evidenced by the announcement of yet another Google update on the heels of the last one. And well, circumstances, this is the second thing, reminded me of a human corollary I learned in college. People suck. Well, the nicer way to say that is, I love humanity, it's people I can't stand. Am I the only one? All right, so let's see if I can get through confessions and uplift myself. It's hard. And when I say hard, I mean soul-suckingly hard. One of the projects that is taking up a ton of my time involves situations where certain people are taking digital marketing and trying to run it like an oil and gas company. I've never run an oil and gas company. I tried to pick something really way outside of my experience. Now, regular listeners know that I come from a music background, and I spent not a few years in CD and DVD production printing before I went into SEO full-time. Now, sure, I do have tactile experience knowing the things one can control and manufacture and things that one cannot. Or as I like to call it in SEO, we have processes and then Google will do a Google. You know what that means? Because you won't learn it from Google. Like if you tried to Google that, you will not find it. So it's basically the digital equivalent of the best laid plans of mice and men. And you know, we never finish out that saying. Do you know what it says? It's actually from a Robert Frost poem, who I love. And it's the best laid plans of mice and men often go astray. And I think most SEOs get that when it comes to Google. When you have to sort of splay an executive layer on top of what it already is, the most hostile and volatile environment on earth, AKA Google, if you have, let's say, a bunch of people who think Google, I almost slipped, didn't it? It's a Freudian slip. They think Google is God. Okay. So they think Google is infallible, and they assume that their experience, their titles, their success in another industry altogether, that they somehow know what's really happening, and it turns out it's always the shortcomings of their people assigned to the task. You're with me now? But when Google does a Google, it could be like, well, if you think back to spring 2021, when Google shut off JavaScript rendering, did they announce it? No, they did not. Did they retroactively fess up to it? No, they did not. They kind of acted like it was their own business and no one else's. And too bad if you built your website on the heavy side of JavaScript, that so that when they turned it off, if your SEO optimizations contained within that JavaScript, well, right now, when they turn it off, I should say they turn off the internal rendering system on their side, your pages now appear like blank pages to Google. SEO testers knew it was off. ask me how we knew. And that is why the Indexation Research Project was born. And I think I'd like to give it a code name. So send in your ideas. Like, for instance, you know, you can't turn on the news without hearing this week about the code name for the funeral plan of the Queen Elizabeth was London Bridge. So when it was announced, they said London Bridge is down. Which brings me to the bees. And trust me, I'll bring it around to SEO very, very shortly. So it turns out, I did not know this in the front part of my brain. I was kind of somewhat familiar with it. But it turns out that there is a real tradition in beekeeping. And the idea is that the bees are part of the family that keeps them. And as part of the family, when there are large life events, someone goes out, knocks on the beehives to tell the bees the news. Now, that is especially for things like birth, marriage, deaths, that kind of thing. And the idea was if the bees aren't treated like part of the family, they might stop making honey or fly off to find a new family who will. Now, I find this quaint and exceedingly charming. So, in keeping up with this time-honored tradition amongst the beekeeping community, someone this past week at Buckingham Palace had the job of telling the bees about the death of the queen. They call it the telling of the bees. Now, that's clear. And when it comes to life and living, we all, at least intellectually, understand that we can't account for everything. You know, we can plan, we can do things, but there are outside forces that we cannot account for that might interrupt those plans. When it comes to business, of course, the idea, as I see it, is to be able to foresee some of those events, minimize the impact on the business from those events. But even so, even with the most prescient of folk, it appears none of us can account for everything. You know, just look at the chain supply issues that came into our awareness over these past few years. So now I'm going to pull it back around. So when we decide to play in the digital world of Google, it seems we do not fully understand the ramifications that Google makes the rules. Google changes the rules. They don't ask our permission. They don't provide us with an explanation as to what happened. They give us only the briefest and most general of explanations when they do the bare minimum. I mean, people really struggle, I think, understanding that while Google has been very good for some businesses, they are not driven to do good for businesses. Okay, so what that means. So with agencies, it's kind of like when Google does a Google, we have to tell our bees, our clients. Fortunately for beekeepers, while their bees can sting them, they're wearing protective gear. As a business, though, when we have to tell our clients who are perhaps not as educated or perceptive about the ways of Google, generally they can respond most often with a kill the messenger process. So, is there any kind of protective gear that we as SEOs could wear? So first off, we have to realize that no matter what, one or two bees are going to find their way around the gear, and that's going to hurt. Second off, the time to put our protective gear on isn't the moment when we have to tell the bees, when we have to tell our clients. It's something we should do probably every month, but it's before the rules change. But how often do we really talk about preparing clients for Google when Google does a Google? How often do we remind them that while they own their websites, they don't own that spot number 3? Or that their map listing doesn't belong to them? And if Google wants to do anything with it, it's a Google property. From what I see, we don't do this much. And it makes sense because to basically spell it out kind of makes us sound useless. You know, if you're not if you're not familiar with the ways of Google, it kind of, it's almost like, what's the use of doing anything? Why do I even have an SEO? You know, if we can't protect them, meaning our clients, if we can't protect our clients, then what are we getting paid for? I mean, if you look at it one way, you kind of understand, because pretty much in every other place where you need someone in your corner, that's kind of their job. But we can't be, but we often are, viewed in the position of, let's say, the lawyers in the Google court. But nobody realizes it's a kangaroo court. So what we can do, however, is prepare our clients based on our experience and knowledge and let them know what the best practices are, even if they don't want to do what we tell them. You know, and I remind all my clients directly that Google can, will, does, and has changed the rules without a notice, a warning, or an announcement. In my eyes, being in that position to know this is worth something, right? Because if I know I can't necessarily count on something 100% of the time, then I'm not disappointed when that percentage of time where I lean on it and it's not there, I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. I knew they weren't 100%. So like I say, I know the value in this, not just because I sit on this side of the table today, but also when I sit on the other, you know, just knowing, like in circumstances, not just Google, but in other things, that I had somebody looking at it, you know, looking after my best interest, looking after my back, and that they would trust me enough to tell me what was going on, promise to keep me updated, and share anything that might help in the future to possibly ensure that it was unlikely to happen again. But then when it's Google people, So I feel like our job as an SEO is to prepare and to make them aware, whether they listen, respect, or have any memory from the last time we told them. That can't be on us. And so maybe some clients are worth losing in that case. And that's going to do it for today. Thank you for being a listener. Thank you to Justin and all the sponsors of Confessions that help support this work for themselves and others. If you'd like to support this podcast and the SEO research that's going on, there'll be a link in the description. It takes you over to Anchor FM. It's a bit.ly link. It's bit.ly/confessions sponsor. Two S's in the middle. And if you're looking to be an even more substantial sponsor than those levels, reach out to me at confessions@americanwaymedia.com. Subscribe to Confessions if you haven't settled on one source, and you can just Google Confessions of an SEO. You can't miss it. And it's even become an entity. Well, it's been my pleasure to be with you. Thank you for your time, and I'll see you in the SERPs.